Looking for a better way to find your favorite movies and shows? The X1 Voice Remote lets you find your favorites with your voice. Take the Xfinity X1 Challenge and see how your service stacks up to Xfinity at Xfinity.com/challenge. Or get started today with a great offer on Xfinity from Comcast. You'll get a 30-day money-back guarantee, so it's risk-free. Visit Xfinity.com/challenge today to take the X1 Challenge or learn more about Xfinity's great offers when you call 1-800-XFINITY or click today. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's me, your house talking. Do me a favor. Go to Lowe's and get a new grill. They have a huge selection, so you can find the perfect one to make our backyard complete. Also, if you could stop scratching your back on me, that'd be great.
Make your home happy and go to Lowe's for great deals, like an Aussie charcoal grill, now $39, a $10 savings. Offer valid 5/4 through 5/9 while supplies last. See associate for details, U.S. only.
Fashion emergency hotline.
Help! I took the kids out to get a gift for Mother's Day, and now they've gone bonkers and spilt milkshakes all over themselves. How am I going to get them cleaned up and get a gift in time?
You need to get to Old Navy stat. Now through May 19th, kids and baby clothes are up to 50% off.
50% off?
Yep, and today only, they're having a Mother's Day sale with 50% off all women's and girls' dresses, shoes, and accessories, plus $12 cardigans and $6 scarves. Get her something she'll really love.
Thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Valid 5/1 to 5/19. Mother's Day sale valid 5/7. Select styles. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
CBS Tonight. This is the new radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. It's never too early for football season. Tickets are available at NUSports.com. Stats Inc. says that today is the first time in Major League history that four first place baseball teams will play in the same city on the same day. Tonight, it will be the Cubs against the Nationals. Cubs lead the NL Central, Washington leading the National League East. Those are the two best records in baseball. They'll be at Wrigley Field in a game that we will have here on The Score. Kyle Hendricks will go against Joe Ross there. The Cubs today did make a roster move by putting Neil Ramirez on the bereavement list. They have recalled Spencer Patton, also a pitcher. White Sox at U.S. Cellular Field tonight. They'll be against Boston, giving Eric Johnson the ball tonight, his first start of the season for the White Sox. Henry Owens will go for Boston. And there's a hip issue for reliever Jake Patrychka, so the Sox, the White Sox, have placed him on the DL. Tommy Canley once again recalled, and they say that Alex Avila will begin his rehab assignment tomorrow with AAA Charlotte. One baseball game from earlier today, the Cardinals defeated the Phillies in St. Louis, a 4-0 final score there. Well, if you were hoping that at some point Major League Baseball would stop making that All-Star game mean that the winning league gets to have home field advantage in the World Series, Commissioner Rob Manfred says nope.
The Midsummer Classic is really important to the game. It's a showcase for us, and the game has to be meaningful.
Manfred with Boers and Bernstein today. You can hear the whole thing on 670thescore.com. NBA playoffs tonight. The Raptors, they'll try to even up the series with Miami. Heat are in Toronto. They lead 1-0. The Pacers have let go of their coach, Frank Vogel, and also Steph Curry is unlikely to play Game 3 on Saturday, according to coach Steve Kerr of the Warriors. On to the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. The Blues in the second round, they lead the Stars 2-1. They'll play tonight against Dallas. And San Jose will take on Nashville in Nashville. Sharks are up 2-1 in that series as well. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The demo sale going on now. Save on over 400 vehicles. And Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. It's also the place with national brands like Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Ortho and Roundup, and local expertise you need to grow the lawn and garden you've always wanted. So stop by Ace today to stock up on everything you need for the season. Only at Ace, the helpful place. 670 weather, going to be cool tonight. Low of 45 degrees, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 75. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. Next broadcast is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs face Washington. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
This is Ian in New Jersey. I'm here for...
Oh, you're crapping.
I've listened to crap.
Hey, buddy.
I don't even know where this crap comes from.
Buddy.
I understood that crap.
Hey, buddy.
People making up stuff.
I don't know who's making that crap up.
Hey, buddy.
I'll live with the crap.
Buddy. If you guys keep making this stuff up, you're going to deal with me.
How you doing, buddy?
That's what I said. Don't you tell me what I need to say and what I don't need to say.
Oh, buddy.
Why the f*** are you lying? Why you always lying?
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seemed resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Don't crap me. No, 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 no.
Always lying to me.
Why?
You're lying so much.
Why?
Making it hard for me.
Who are you crapping?
And Who You Crapping is brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. As always, limit this to something someone said, not something someone did. And if you go on too long, you can't get to the point.
I got the shotgun.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
We are going to start. We usually close with this guy, but he's going to lead off instead. It is Northside Pimp on the score.
What's happening, Cat Daddies?
Pimp!
I got some crap for Ken Maurer, one of the officials in the Monday night San Antonio Thunder thriller. When asked about the final inbounds play, he said, and I quote, "On the floor, we did not see a foul." What you should have said is, "We saw the foul, didn't know what to call, so we decided not to call anything, because my grandmother saw it was a foul. She passed away 10 years ago. Ken Maurer, you blind-ass bastard. Who you crap?"
That's belatedly for your grandmother. Tinky Winky says, this goes out to former Congressman Tom DeLay. In a letter to a judge defending future inmate Dennis Hastert, DeLay said... We all have our flaws, but Dennis Hastert has very few. He doesn't deserve what he's going through. Well, let's start with his flaws. None of us are without flaw. This is true, though his may not be plentiful. I wouldn't feel good about bragging about his lack of flaws if one that he does display includes child diddling, because that, Tom, is a bad flaw to have. And you're also correct about Hastert not deserving what he's going through because of the magic of a pretty powerful pro-child sex abuse lobby in this state. The statute of limitations is very, very, very short. So Dennis Hastert is only going through being sentenced for felony structuring, which is a crime so vague it needs a few graphs to explain, and lying to the FBI. He really deserves to be going through a whole lot worse. Tom DeLay, who you crapping?
Nicely done.
Joe in Plainfield, you're on WSCR.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
This crap goes out to scoreboard updater and longtime Cubs fan Julie DeCaro. During one update this morning during Spiegel and Goff, when commenting about tonight's Cubs game, Julie mentioned that the Cubs, quote, better get their offense going with the Nationals in town. Well, Julie, are you referring to the same offense that is ranked at the top of baseball in nearly every category, including runs? You also had mentioned how they had just got done sweeping the Pirates. Maybe you missed that in all three of those games, Chicago scored 6 runs or more. Julie, I'd like to welcome you to the hit list of crap and ask you, who are you crapping?
Steph Curry and the Warriors.
Thank you, Joe. Dave says, this goes out to Herm Edwards, who when asked about Prince's death, said that he listened to music before music videos. You know, Prince, Jimi Hendrix, Michael Jackson. Herm.
Oh, Herm.
Prince had an entire movie entitled Purple Rain, which is not only technically several music videos, but also spawned several videos independent of the feature film. And what about Michael Jackson? Maybe you forgot he had a video for a little song called Thriller. It was 14 minutes long. It has been voted as the single most popular music video of all time, and it was added to the National Film Registry in 2009. I understand if you don't remember it, because MTV, at the height of its heyday,
only played it every half hour for weeks.
So don't worry about accuracy, Herm, because baby, you're a star. Herm Edwards, who are you crapping?
Do football.
Wow. Oops. Unemployed lawyer is next on the score.
Hey, Terry, you want to buy a motor scooter?
Sure.
Don't. He'll do it, I'm telling you. What is it, in your garage or something? Do you actually own it?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I'll find a buyer before I got to pay any taxes on it.
Oh, boy.
A couple weeks ago, Dan Bernstein got into it with Nobel laureate caller Ron. Ron enjoyed the idiot on the field after Arrieta's no-hitter because it was hilarious. And because he, caller Ron, had no personal risk of danger. Dan was mad. Running on the field can be bad for people. It's a felony for the perpetrator. It can create a danger for the athletes. Only a maniac could take pleasure in watching something they know to be dangerous for all involved. A maniac like Dan Bernstein. Dan has told us for years about the dangers of playing football, of subconcussive hits and brains turned to jelly. But Dan hasn't stopped watching. He's found the cognitive dissonance to hope this new information doesn't stop people from playing football because he loves watching them bash their heads together. Dan, congratulations. You've finally reached the intellectual level of a caller to your show. Pick up the phone, dial 644-6767 and ask yourself who you're crapping.
Everything wrong with sports radio.
This is from Nick in Rockford. NBC sports analyst Mike Milbury gave us this, talking about the Penguins needing to win Game 3 in their series with Washington. If you're Pittsburgh right now, take it on the chin. It's worth it to get the 2 points. Milbury, of course, is referencing Pittsburgh's need to accept the physical play from Washington, not retaliate, and hold on to win an important game. The only issue is that it's the Stanley Cup playoffs and teams are not awarded points for winning. That's only in the regular season. The playoffs uses a format called best of seven. This isn't a new rule. Milbury may have forgotten because the playoffs have been a series format since 1937. So, Mr. Milbury, 2 questions. How many times did you have to sharpen your skates after climbing in the stands to fight? And who are you crapping? Up to Grand Rapids, Michigan. We welcome John to the score.
Hello, guys. This is my first crap.
Good luck with your first crap.
This crap was up to John Feinstein. 2 Mondays ago on your Sports Minute, you said Roger Goodell could, quote, sell igloos to Eskimos. Well, we know that people do need homes to live in, but I think what you were looking for was he could sell ice to Eskimos. 2 things. Hire an editor, and who are you crapping?
Bad idea. I'm John Feinstein.
Well, yeah, he really is the king of it.
I mean, you probably could sell an igloo. I mean, like, if they maybe wanted igloo. Right? And you've done the work. I think there might be actually very good business in that.
Well, no, I just think Weinstein's the king of it, man. He's the king
really
of it.
Is. Oh, Mr. Boy. Mister is out today. So that clip of Laramie Tunsil really harshed his draft night buzz, huh? Filmed 2 years ago, only to be leaked as the TV cameras were lighting up. Still, after the smoke cleared, Tunsil came out relatively unaffected. Yeah, he took an $8 million mm-hmm. hit, but yeah. To his credit, Tunsil took the relative high road by apologizing, publicly stating he hasn't smoked since. Dubious claim to some, but the facts in the public record hash out to support Tunsil. He passed all drug tests, has never been arrested for drugs. The NFL is not treating him as an offender under its policy, but it didn't stop the moralizers from sparking up. Like with Troy Rank's Denver Post article entitled, Laramie Tunsil needs to change his behavior, not his passwords. Gee, thanks for the dad speech. Spoken like a true Matt Foley, Rank's piece was not a one-hit attack on youthful immaturity and how it might sow the seeds of living in a van down by the river. The larger point was a future criminal drug conviction would risk Tunsil's NFL eligibility, and Rank was blunt in passing his advice, learning a valuable lesson to not engage in illegal activities. Oh, so that's the message. That Rank writes for a newspaper in a state where marijuana is not only legal, but the tax revenue from its sale is Colorado's coffers growing like the weed he chastises. Yep. It irks him. But here's where the polemic really coughs on the sticks and stems of its logic. Tunsil was most likely in the state of Mississippi when filmed. And Mississippi, shockingly, decriminalized recreational amounts of marijuana in 1978. Believe that. The fattest, stupidest state, and one that still incorporates the Confederate flag, has more progressive drug laws than most northern states. Of course, the NFL's drug policy is a factor in eligibility, but the point is the amount of weed that was in Tunsil's admittedly creepy-looking gas mask bong was no more criminal under Mississippi law than Cletus not paying a parking meter at the Klan rally. hardly the illegal activity worth condemning from the cush saddle of one's high horse. So, Troy Rank, since you seem to be a kind dispensary of knowledge, I must ask, do you recommend the Girl Scout cookie or the My Blueberry Heaven? And who are you crapping?
Nice. Yep, that's nice.
Good.
That's
and very cleverly written, too, from Mr. Mister. This is Russ in his car, and who are you crapping on the score?
This crap goes out to Jason Goff, who, at the beginning of yesterday's show, after hearing highlights of John Danks on the blackout game, said, oh, yeah, White Sox fans, you'll never forget where you were during the blackout game. At which point, Jason then said, hey, Brendan, where were we? Kincaid's? Brendan said, no, McGee's. So a White Sox fan will never forget where they were for the blackout game, except for Jason Goff, who forgot where he was for the blackout game. Jason, you B-U-N bum, who you crapping?
Capital B, capital U, capital N, M.
That's what we're doing. Who you crapping? Where is asking 312-644-6767. Come on, play all pun in. You know, it's our signature segment, and you know, as I close, as always, you know what we're looking for, don't you?
Big finish.
That's right. 312-644-6767. Who you crapping? Come out and play, boys and Bernsey, Chicago Sports Radio 670 the score.
His teams in baseball are right here in Chicago. Cubs manager Joe Maddon.
It's a pretty good roll we're on right now, and the guys coming, they're ready to play every day.
Former White Sox manager Ozzie Guillen.
This is the best team right now in baseball, and just because the Cubs and Mr. Arrieta, they don't talk about that much.
We talk Cubs and Sox. Yeah, it's going to be one busy summer on the score. So join us to talk red hot Chicago baseball on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Last night, Tate Martell, a five-star quarterback who was committed to Texas A&M, decommitted. Shortly afterwards, Aaron Moorhead, wide receivers coach, 35 years old, former NFL player with the Indianapolis Colts, actually has a Super Bowl championship ring, went after him a little bit by subtweeting over players' lack of commitment, lack of meaning to their word on Twitter. And this was followed up with another Texas A&M commit who's a friend of the quarterback decommitting as well. So today, people had their pickaxes out and they're ready to run Aaron Moorhead out for his tweet. And for the record, Kevin Sumlin could have fired Moorhead. He did not. And I think he made the right decision. All that said, it only proves what those of us who are Twitter active know, that Twitter will be the end of all of our careers at some point. The only question is, what do we do between now and then? I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Now at the Home Depot, save 20% with bulk pricing on GAF high-definition shingles and 30% with bulk pricing on insulation. That'll bring that roofing project down within reach. And that insulation project, you'll be covered. If you're ready to start, now you know where. Get bulk pricing on shingles and insulation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details and minimum purchase quantities. Selection varies by store.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-930-0972. 800-930-0972.
Sometimes people need money. It could be an unforeseen circumstance that all of a sudden taxes what you've got on hand, or it could just be that you've got an investment opportunity, or it could be maybe you're finally deciding to consolidate some debt. And then you worry about the process and the dehumanizing period of having to go through with all the documents and sitting in front of somebody and trying to state your case and prove worthy of their time and their money. But you don't have to do that anymore. Thanks to Avant, the company who gets it. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000. You don't have to go to a bank. You don't have to go anywhere except AvantOffer.com. And there you check your competitive rate. And checking your rate's risk-free. There's no effect on your FICO score. You complete your application in minutes. And if approved, the funds could be in your account as soon as the next business day. It really is that easy. And you can see for yourself.
about the convenience, the ease, the simplicity by going to AvantOffer.com. And right now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this exclusive radio offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to AvantOffer.com and enter promo code SCORE. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code SCORE. AvantOffer.com, make sure you enter the promo code SCORE. Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day, if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of FairISA Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Every day we hear news about high levels of hazardous chemicals, bacteria, even lead in water across the country. Do you know what's in your home's water? A Pelican water system can reduce 99% of those pollutants from your water. You'll have spring quality water from every faucet in your home. We have factory direct pricing, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and free shipping. Call Pelican now and they'll ship you a free information kit. Call 855-829-5167. That's 855-829-5167.
Hey, it's me, your house talking. You know to make me really happy? Spruce up my yard with flowers from Lowe's. They guarantee their plants will thrive in anyone's yard for one whole year. You do that for me, I won't tell your boss that when you say you're working from home, you really mean you're shopping from couch.
Make your home happy and go to Lowe's for great deals. Like 25% off select roses and Style Selections ladies garden gloves.
Offer valid 5/4 through 5/9. Actual plant size and variety at store may vary. 1 year plant guarantee applies to select plants. Requires receipt and plant to be replaced. See associate for details. U.S. only.
Fashion emergency hotline.
Help! I took the kids out to get a gift for Mother's Day, and now they've gone bonkers and spilt milkshakes all over themselves. How am I going to get them cleaned up and get a gift in time?
You need to get to Old Navy stat. Now through May 19th, kids and baby clothes are up to 50% off.
50% off?
Yep, and today only, they're having a Mother's Day sale. With 50% off all women's and girls' dresses, shoes, and accessories, plus $12 cardigans and $6 scarves, get her something she'll really love.
Thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Valid 5/1 to 5/19. Mother's Day sale valid 5/7. Select styles. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an Ibanez Acoustic Electric, just $159. Play it loud with an MXR distortion pedal, just $34. Or strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Be wise. Be ready. Wise Food Stores provides ready-made gourmet meals with an amazing 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious gourmet food. Why waste your next emergency on an empty stomach? Call today at 855-401-0959. That's 855-401-0959 to order or request a free sample. Be wise. Be ready.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
I'm a dream big kind of kid, and I need a good education as a foundation to help me get where I want to go. What's time for learning homeschool? Flexible scheduling and student-paced. Check. Online interactive curriculum. Check. Log in from anywhere at any time. Check.
Start helping your kid dream big today and create a love of learning at timeforlearning.com. Use promo code RADIO to save 20% off your first month. Log on timeforlearning.com now.
Most popular music. 10 years ago, 2006.
Number 3.
T.I. What You Know.
Number 2.
Sean Paul. Temperature.
Keeping you warm. I got the right temperature.
And the number one song this week. 10 years ago in 2006, Daniel Powder, Bad Day.
Because you had a bad day.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Big finish.
That's what we're looking for. Boris and Bernstein, Who You Crappin'? Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And as always, we are at the tail end of Who You Crappin'? And it's been really, really good. So let's finish it out the right way.
We'll continue with Dave in Milwaukee on The Score. Hi, Dave.
Hello, boys. This is my first crap.
Good luck with your first crap.
This crap goes on to head of tourism for the House of Representatives in Puerto Rico, Angel Matos, who yesterday, in response to Major League Baseball possibly canceling the series between the Pirates and the Marlins on May 30th and 31st due to the Zika virus, said, "It's an outrageous situation. The reality is that this cancellation is unfair, disproportionate, and makes our country look bad. It's an act of touristic terrorism." Well, Angel, here's the thing. Who gives a crap? You're still risking lives here. There's already been 683 confirmed cases of Zika virus, 65 to pregnant women, and 5 suspected cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome as well. Angel Matos, you disgusting turd. Who are you crapping?
Nice.
I saw that quote. Yeah, I'm with you.
I like the anger there, too.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I just do. Mike says, Bernie Sanders was strongly critical of Verizon Wireless. He charged that Verizon doesn't pay taxes, though the company paid over $15 billion in taxes in each of the last 2 years. Sanders also accused the company of demanding its employees take a pay cut, though the union just rejected Verizon's recent offer that includes a 6% increase in wages. Speaking at a rally, Sanders stood behind a podium adorned with a sign, "Stop Verizon Wireless Corporate Greed." Well, if Senator Sanders really wants to stop Verizon Wireless, he should probably turn his focus first to his own campaign. The Federal Election Commission reports show the Sanders campaign has exclusively used Verizon Wireless for its telecommunication needs, paying in excess of $130,000 to Verizon in the last year alone. Sanders also used Verizon for over $34,000 worth of services since his 2000 reelection campaign. Bernie, the phone's for you. Want me to take a message? They're asking who you crapping.
He's a special man.
Mark is in Arlington Heights and is on The Score.
Oh, hi, guys. My first crap.
Wow, love it.
Good luck with your first crap.
Thank you. This crap goes out to nightmarish Oompa Loompa and presumptive GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump. Earlier today, he tweeted, "Happy Cinco de Mayo. The best taco bowls are made in Trump Tower Grill. I love Hispanics." Well, Donald, not only are taco bowls invented in the United States, but also the Trump Tower Grill doesn't even sell taco bowls. They're not listed on their online menu. So not only is your tweet racist, but it's also another great example of how you are a pathological liar unfit for the U.S. presidency. Trump, when you end up building your wall, please take a flying leap off the top while you ask yourself, "Who am I crapping?"
How about that whole deal?
This is just,
we are really at a time.
It's really awesome. One last one for Ted Cruz here from expectant grandpa's son.
Material.
It says, Cruz believes that allowing transgender folks to use the bathroom of their choice isn't a matter of right or left, of Democrat or Republican. This is common sense, Cruz explained. It doesn't make sense for grown adult men, strangers, to be alone in a restroom with a little girl. Cruz didn't clarify the strangers edition. We're left to wonder if he's okay with bathroom choice if the adult men just introduce themselves first. And he then added that if any man can go in a woman's restroom and you can't ask him to leave, that opens the door for predators. Essentially, Cruz believes that heterosexual adult men will use this provision to gain access to little girls. Well, Ted, you might not have known this, but sexual attacks are already illegal. And whether or not adults can pick which bathroom to use doesn't change that. And Senator, you're the same guy who says that gun control doesn't work because it just prevents law-abiding people from accessing guns. So think of this in your terms as bathroom control. Anyone willing to break the law and attack little girls probably wasn't too worried about the much lesser law of walking into the wrong bathroom.
This guy.
As Solicitor General of Texas, Ted Cruz wrote a brief to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on behalf of the Boy Scouts, arguing they should be allowed to discriminate against gay people because otherwise gay men might use the Boy Scouts to gain access to boys. But Cruz has no problem with gay men being allowed to assemble in male bathrooms because none of this has actually anything to do with protecting kids. If it did, Cruz would be fine with gay men running Girl Scout troops or gay women running Boy Scout troops. And obviously he'd be cool with transgender folks using the bathroom of their choice in bars and other age-restricted premises that never have kids around. Ted Cruz just hates gay people. And Ted Cruz hates transgender people. And he probably hates kids, too. But what do we need to investigate now is, why is Ted Cruz so sure that all adult men are constantly trying to sexually assault children? Anything you'd like to share with a group, Ted? Senator, you managed to find a position more discriminatory than the one that Donald Trump took, and he's being endorsed by David Duke, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Pat Buchanan, and Richie Incognito. Ted, I hope you end up in a bathroom with someone who has a fetish for killing Canadians. Who are you crapping? All right, time to check the manometer.
Oh, it's ready to burst. I spend all my time somewhere. I can't.
You found it with Rob Manfred.
That's where I found it.
Tony and Waukegan will bear the pressure and close out Who You Crapping on the Score.
Hello, this is my first crap.
Good luck with your first crap.
This crap goes out to Chris Weber, who this Monday on the OKC versus San Antonio Spurs game compared Russell Westbrook to Allen Iverson, saying that Allen Iverson would literally put defenders on ice skates and roller skates on the court. Chris Weber, you stupid idiot. Who are you crapping?
I love basketball.
You make us wonder with the things you say.
Hey, buddy.
Maybe you were having an off day. You must have thought that we were laughing. You crap.
Our full discussion that we had earlier on the show with MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred is up right after an update.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. It is never too early for football season. Tickets available at nusports.com. Should be some good baseball tonight on both sides of town. The Cubs hosting the Nationals, two best records in baseball. Both of them happen to be in the National League. And tonight they will play at Wrigley Field. Kyle Hendricks will get the start against Joe Ross of the Nationals. Ross, by the way, has been really good, an ERA of 0.79. Cubs had to place Neil Ramirez on the bereavement list. Spencer Patton has been called up. Eric Johnson gets the ball for the White Sox tonight for the first time this season. He will pitch against Henry Owens as the Boston Red Sox are in town. White Sox today placing Jake Petrichka on the DL. He's got a hip problem. And Tommy Kahnle has been recalled from Charlotte. Also, John Danks officially DFA'd today. Cardinals beat the Phillies this afternoon 4-0. In Cleveland, they lead the Tigers 1-0. That game is in the second inning. And as for Commissioner Rob Manfred, you're going to hear from him in just a moment, but he did address a number of topics today with Boers and Bernstein. One of them, those blackout restrictions, and with the regional TV contracts, he says, well, there's not much we can do about it.
Those distribution negotiations, unfortunately, are ones where we don't have a seat at the table. But, you know, blackouts do concern us.
That whole interview with B&B coming up shortly. NBA playoffs. It is Toronto against Miami as the Raptors lead 1-0 in that series. And Frank Vogel has been let go by the Pacers. And Steve Kerr says Steph Curry probably not going to play Game 3 for the Warriors on Saturday. Blues take on the Stars tonight in the Stanley Cup playoffs. San Jose against Nashville. This update brought to you by the Home Depot. Right now at the Home Depot, you can find 11-inch hanging baskets of annuals for $14.98 just in time for Mother's Day. Instead of just a few days on the table, these flowers will make her day all season long. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Len Casper on the Score is brought to you by Audi of Orland Park. Experience the extraordinary at Audi Orland Park. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. Next broadcast tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs face Washington. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
It's a good time to talk to MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Visit their pizzeria just blocks from the park in Wrigleyville. Hello, Rob. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing well.
We're good, and this is a lot of good teams converging right now, and this looks like one of these years where Well, the playoffs are pretty much set, so let's just skip right to them.
Fast forward.
Yep.
Well, I'm not sure that you don't have some teams out there who'd be a little reluctant to concede right now, but certainly baseball in Chicago's gotten off to a great start.
You know, I remember if you just crossed the 15-month plateau as the commish. I wonder, you know, I saw all these challenges for you, Rob. I saw this and this. Another guy had this and this and this. And I looked at it and said, man, you know, you're saying there's five things. There's a whole raft of things you have to face. I mean, is there anything yet that you've come across that's more important than some of the other stuff? Because there's so much stuff you have to take on.
Well, I really think that the thing that I see as the biggest challenge is young people in our game. And I think that it's crucial to the future of the sport that we be as competitive as possible in the youth participation space, make sure we got kids playing the game, and equally important, get young people into the ballpark, engaging with a live product that, you know, I think is the best in professional sports.
Oh, then you got to relax your rules on video sharing and make this game available. But you got, you know, maybe some earlier start times, et cetera. But, man, I look at my Twitter timeline, and there's NBA highlights in there. There's all sorts of things just crackling around, and I don't get enough baseball stuff. You know, I know that there's proprietary content issues and copyright issues, and you've got a tangled web of television providers. But, dude, we need to see more. Kids need to just see more baseball.
I agree with you that technology and the availability of our game on a variety of platforms is something where we need to be better. You're absolutely 100% correct about that, and it's something that we're having conversations on every day in the office.
How about the people who are blacked out, who pay for the MLB stuff? You know, we hear from it too, because there's, you know, there's Cub fans all over everywhere.
Yes,
I can't
are.
See the game. I can't see the game. Is there any simple solution to making sure people can see at least their team when they want?
Well, if there were a simple solution, we would have found it. I mean, the crux of the problem is this: teams have home territories. They sell their rights to generally regional sports networks, and the blackouts occur where you don't have distribution or full distribution of those regional sport networks. And those distribution negotiations, unfortunately, are ones where we don't have a seat at the table. But, you know, blackouts do concern us. Again, our game's an everyday game, and on issues of access, we agree with the proposition, whether it's blackouts, additional platforms, that giving people access to the game and the ways they want to consume it is a really important topic for us.
Is that top of mind with you? Is that what most bothers you at this point in your tenure?
You know, it's one that's real important to us. It is one that's real important to us, and it's more difficult because obviously the media landscape is changing very rapidly, mm-hmm. and to make adjustments in a changing landscape is a challenging undertaking.
We were joking about the regular season, you know, being overlooking at some of this stuff, but the regular season is very long, and we know that 162 games determines the best team. Can we please do away with coupling that with the All-Star game and coupling the home field advantage with the All-Star game and really rewarding a team that proves itself over that long six-month grind with World Series home field advantage?
Look, I think that the home field advantage rule with respect to the All-Star game has been very important in keeping our All-Star game the best All-Star game in professional sports. It really does give the players something to play for in that game. And, you know, the Midsummer Classic is really important to the game. It's a showcase for us, and the game has to be meaningful. I guess that I do understand the proposition that you know, using the record over the entire mm-hmm. course of the season may be an intellectually a more satisfying rule, but the fact of the matter is the rule we have now is a lot better than the rule we used to have, which was we rotated it.
Yeah, I mean, it's still the best of the All-Star games. I mean, I still think that people think that, Rob. I mean, I don't think anybody doubts that when you look at some of the numbers in for best, because it's just not really the same thing. And baseball is still the same game. You still got a guy pitching. You still got all the other stuff you want. It's just the best players in the game. But I think we're just appealing to you
We're just appealing to your sensibilities, and we're not going to win this.
The intellectual consistency thing is important. I think that once you seed that it is sensible in that regard, I think you might understand where we're coming from.
Yeah, I do. I clearly understand the argument. It's a question of balancing the need to protect one important piece of our product against a little intellectual purity, and I happen to think that on this one we got the balance correct.
Well, let's get to the topic while we're jumping all over the map here of PEDs, because they still remain a problem and still an issue for you. You're dealing with it as we speak today, Rob. I mean, where is this in your as you look ahead? I mean, I think for baseball in general, and we suffer now in Chicago because that's just the way baseball is, with Jake Arrieta and being asked questions about steroid use and all the other stuff that happens. Whenever somebody has a year or whatever it is, a stretch, whatever, people say, oh, he has to be doing something. I mean, that's the one stigma I would just love to see baseball lose.
Well, let me say a couple of things about it. On the good news front, I think if you ask anybody who understands what goes on in sports, not just professional sports, they will tell you that the combination of our testing program and our internal investigative capacity is the best out there. That we have worked really hard to make sure that baseball's aligned with all of the significant anti-drug forces in sport generally, not just professional sports. And the fact of the matter is our programs are so good that we do catch people. The downside is that performance-enhancing drugs work, and they will be a temptation to players, and we are going to have to be constantly vigilant on this topic. It's interesting. I bet you will agree with me that people react more strongly to this topic in baseball than they do in other sports.
By far.
Sure. I mean, I just, you know, it is a fact. And you know what? We embrace that. I think it's a sign of how deeply people care about our game, and we work really hard to make sure that we can minimize the source of these problems in the game.
Are you troubled, though, when news of a positive leaks? Because if this really is to be a confidential process, that I would think that the Players Association and the game would be concerned when a news outlet says, well, there's going to be some more positives coming here. That information probably should not be getting out, should it?
Well, look, the fact of the matter is that the confidentiality provisions in the program are ones that the MLBPA negotiated as part of the basic agreement. From baseball's perspective, we'd be fully transparent on this topic. We got nothing to hide, and, you know, transparency, I think, actually helps make a program better. Interestingly, until there is a public announcement, there are a lot more people on the player union side of the house that know about positives than there are on our side of the house. And most of the time, when we figure things out after the fact, the leaks don't come from the club or the commissioner's side of the house. In fact, the club doesn't even know until it's announced.
We're talking with MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred on the Boers and Bernstein Show on Sports Radio 670. And one thing that is happening as we speak is that baseball is dealing with an evolution in the way the players comport themselves, as baseball is changing to maybe more of an internationally exuberant game that a lot of people like, and some curmudgeons continue to grumble about how the players are expressing themselves on the field, whether it was the Bautista bat flip or Bryce Harper doing what Bryce Harper does. Is this something where you can sit with your lieutenants and say, this is entirely good? If you brought up, unprompted, you brought up the game reaching out to young people. Well, young people are used to seeing different things in sports. And the old guys, us included here, I've come around to it. I like it. Do you, as a fan, do you like it?
I do. I do, because I think that it does get back to the topic that we started with today, and that's young people.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets to young people in two different ways. It gets to young people in terms of the appeal, what they're used to, what they want to see in an athletic contest, but it also gets to the young people that play the game. These players
the 800 of them that are now playing the game, just like the generation before them, are entitled to define, you know, within the context of our established rules, what's appropriate and not appropriate on the field. The unwritten rules are theirs, just like they were the property of the prior generation. And I do believe that the young players that we have playing the game today will establish those unwritten rules in a way that's appealing to people of their generation and, equally important, that continues to respect the game.
So I think if we zoom out the focus of this, what we're talking about today, and I like the fact that you agree that maybe there could be a better way to share some of these. That baseball is filled with wonderful seven-second moments that with Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all the ways of sharing video, these are exactly the things we're talking about. It's not right. Just the, you know, these celebrations are great. What goes on in the dugouts, what goes on the base paths, and some of these interactions that you are poised to have a great marketing opportunity here, that anytime you want to flip the switch on it, it could accomplish exactly what you want.
Well, I think you saw during spring training the beginnings of the type of change you're talking about. We had a Snapchat day during spring training where we relaxed our rules on electronic devices in the dugout. I think it's a part of a continuing evolution of our rules with respect to how we're going to share content and how we're going to provide the type of access to our really wonderful group of young players that people desire.
How was Harvard Law School a training ground for this? Was this a good training ground for what you face these days? Because this is not, I don't think anybody thinks being commissioner of baseball is easy. And I'm sure Harvard Law School isn't easy. I could have, of course, done it if I wanted to, but I didn't. But I wonder what the correlation is between the two. Because we see so much shift in baseball and the people running baseball, running teams and so forth, Rob, that, I mean, maybe it's a pretty good training ground.
Look, I think legal training is really valuable in business generally. I think it's also valuable, particularly valuable in professional sports, because there's a real, in addition to being a CEO of a business, there's a real governance aspect to this job in terms of controlling how the game's played, working with the owners to make sure that people have a say in how the game's run. And I think legal training is really helpful in that regard.
Yeah, Harvard's different, though. And I know, as my best friend growing up is a Harvard Law grad, my father's a Harvard Law grad, and they both say that legal training is one thing, Harvard legal training is another, because it rewires the way you process information.
Well, look, it does. There's no question that legal training at Harvard is a unique opportunity. I really enjoyed my time there, and it definitely did affect the way that I process information and think about problems.
Well, and baseball is, you're lucky that you've got whatever we would define as problems for baseball right now, I imagine would be opportunities, considering that, I guess financially, it would appear with advanced media and being able to manage an ever-changing national television market, I'd say the state of your game is pretty solid right now.
Yeah, well, it's important. You know, you do have serious issues that you want to address, but it's really important not to lose sight of the positives. You know, year in and year out, we draw 74 million people live to big league ballparks. We draw another 41 million people to watch live minor league baseball. We have more baseball available on television than ever before. The ratings in our local market, some of them are absolutely unbelievable. I mean, you look at the ratings for the Royals in Kansas City, I mean, it's just hard to believe how good they are. So I just think every once in a while it's important to drop back and remember how strong this game is and what a great source of entertainment it remains for the American public.
Rob, we really appreciate you jumping on with us today. I know you don't do many of these, and we appreciate it very much, and hopefully we'll be able to do it again. And I think thanks from both of us, by the way, for hanging up the phone on Pete Rose.
Well, listen, thanks for having me on today. I enjoyed talking to both of you.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's original sports talk station. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Test drive a Hyundai today.
The Home Depot has a winner for Mother's Day. Actually, two. Your choice of a classic 7.5-inch square planter or a hanging basket of colorful annuals. Special buys at just $6.88 each. Instead of just a few days on the table, these beautiful flowers will make her day all season long. Bring on spring with classic square planters or hanging baskets. Just $6.88, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through May 11th, U.S. only.
Hey, it's me, your house talking. Do me a favor. Go to Lowe's and get a new grill. They have a huge selection, so you can find the perfect one to make our backyard complete. Also, if you could stop scratching your back on me, that'd be great.
Make your home happy and go to Lowe's for great deals, like an Aussie charcoal grill, now $39, a $10 savings. Offer valid 5/4 through 5/9 while supplies last. See associate for details, U.S. only.
Fashion emergency hotline.
The car, my kids, they're covered in frosting.
Okay, slow down. What happened?
We were going to a birthday party. I put the cake on the back seat. I didn't think they could reach it from their car seats.
Kids do have a knack for getting what they want.
What am I going to do?
What you need to do is go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yes, right now kids and baby clothes are up to 50% off. You'll be able to get those little Rugrats looking spick and span for next to nothing. But hurry, the sale ends soon.
Thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Valid 5/1 to 5/19. Select styles. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
Guy literally turns water into wine.
Well, be nice. Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Bonnie.
Hello, friend.
Called because her monthly mortgage and student loan payments were suffocating her financially. And while at his daughter's soccer practice, David informed Bonnie he could pay off all her student loans, reduce her monthly payments over $1,000 a month, and pay for all her closing costs. And then David asked Bonnie why she didn't call sooner. And Bonnie told David that his ad sounded too good to be true. Well, now, needless to say, Bonnie's a huge believer and is very proud to be one of David's success stories. If you have credit card debt or student loans and you want to see if David could lower your monthly payment like he lowered Bonnie's monthly payment, pick up the phone. Call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. To learn more about David's Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS 1918.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an Ibanez Acoustic Electric, just $159. Play it loud with an MXR distortion pedal, just $34. Or strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Terry Boyce here, and I'm here to tell you something, that Mattress Firm's Memorial Day Sale is their biggest sale of the season, and you can save up to $300 store-wide. Let's give you a few starters here. Get Sealy Firm Queen Sets for as low as $299.99. Oh, and by the way, no interest or financing charges for 5 years. You can also be the first to experience the all-new custom collection with a unique design for superior performance crafted exclusively for Mattress Firm, featuring luxury lines from Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic, oh yeah, and Serta. And for a limited time, purchase any custom collection mattress and receive up to 3 free gifts, including pillow, bed frame, and delivery, up to a $300 value for free. Now, we've been telling you for months now, there's a Mattress Firm practically on every corner in America. And when you go in, they treat you first class. They're the best. They know what you want. They know what you're looking for. And they can help you find exactly what it is, because sometimes it's tricky. People, it's hard to please them sometimes. I guarantee you, you go in the Mattress Firm, they will find the mattress that suits you the best. And do it now, because we're at the end of the Stop Yawn Talking sale. That's right. And sleeping happy. It's all part of the giant Memorial Day sale at Mattress Firm. And you know, like they always say, and you know we've been telling you a long time, save money. Sleep happy.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm 1 out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This week. This week in music history. Metallica demanded that Napster cut off 335,000 users who they claimed had been illegally trading their songs. This week in 2000. This week in 2003, singer Barry White suffered a stroke while being treated for kidney failure. This week in 2013, Chris Kelly, one half of the 1990s rap duo Criss Cross, died in an Atlanta hospital at the age of 34. That same week, Lauryn Hill was sentenced to 3 months in jail for tax evasion.
Great leaders are fundamental to driving success in any organization. At Lake Forest Graduate School of Management, leadership is integrated throughout their curriculum, ensuring that no matter what course you're in, the skills you are learning focus on becoming an agile leader who advances strategy, innovation, and your organization. Lake Forest Graduate School of Management is Chicago's most relevant MBA and are the only business school with a faculty of 100% proven business leaders. These VPs, directors, board members, and entrepreneurs demonstrate the real-world skills that advance careers quickly. RSVP at lakeforestmba.edu/openhouse to the Lake Forest Graduate School of Management MBA Open House May 23rd in Schaumburg or May 24th in Lake Forest and experience the Lake Forest difference. Sit in on an actual class and session and network with current students and alumni. Join the May 23rd in Schaumburg or May 24th in Lake Forest and learn how great leaders change lives with the Lake Forest MBA. Reserve your seat. Visit lakeforestmba.edu/openhouse.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
That's it. It's over. It's all over.
All right, some quick thank yous. We don't have a lot of time tonight. Can't say my two favorite words in show business. We can't do it.
Thanks to Rob Manfred and Mark Zuckerman for joining us today.
Thank our crack production staff. Filling in, ably as always. We love him, Brent Lyons. And, of course, the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill. Lawrence Holmes is coming your way in a little bit. We will be around tomorrow after the Cubs in Washington wrap it up two patient offenses. So I don't know exactly when that'll be.
Yeah, it could be a long one, so we'll see. And by the way, I did realize that, yes, I did call the commissioner of baseball dude in that interview.
You did call him dude. I did. He's such a bitch. I mean, seriously.
I didn't realize I did it. I was worked up.
Bro. You call him, he likes to be called bro.
That's right. He prefers to be referred to as bro. Bro-heem.
Thank you for listening, calling him.
Thanks.
Like I say, we'll be around sometime when the Cubs and Washington Nationals wrap it up tomorrow afternoon. Have a great night. We will talk to you, we hope, at some point tomorrow afternoon.
It's time. God bless all of you, and God bless football.
Oh, what a day. What a lovely day.
We are the radio home of Cubs baseball.
Here's a check swing ground ball to third, charging barehand Baez. Long throw, got him. What a play. Beautiful play by Javi Baez, the third baseman, barehanding the ball.
Listen to every Cubs game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the official radio home of the Cubs.
Hey, it's me, your house talking. Do me a favor. Go to Lowe's and get a new grill. They have a huge selection, so you can find the perfect one to make our backyard complete. Also, if you could stop scratching your back on me, that'd be great.
Make your home happy and go to Lowe's for great deals, like an Aussie charcoal grill, now $39, a $10 savings. Offer valid 5/4 through 5/9 while supplies last. See associate for details, U.S. only.
Fashion emergency hotline.
The car, my kids, they're covered in frosting.
Okay, slow down. What happened?
We were going to a birthday party. I put the cake on the back seat. I didn't think they could reach it from their car seats.
Kids do have a knack for getting what they want.
What am I going to do?
What you need to do is go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yes, right now kids and baby clothes are up to 50% off. You'll be able to get those little Rugrats looking spick and span for next to nothing. But hurry, the sale ends soon.
Thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Valid 5/1 to 5/19. Select styles. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an Ibanez Acoustic Electric, just $159. Play it loud with an MXR distortion pedal, just $34. Or strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Be wise. Be ready. Wise Food Stores provides ready-made gourmet meals with an amazing 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious gourmet food. Why waste your next emergency on an empty stomach? Call today at 855-401-0959. That's 855-401-0959 to order or request a free sample. Be wise. Be ready.
Every day we hear news about high levels of hazardous chemicals, bacteria, even lead in water across the country. Do you know what's in your home's water? A Pelican water system can reduce 99% of those pollutants from your water. You'll have spring quality water from every faucet in your home. We have factory direct pricing, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and free shipping. Call Pelican now and they'll ship you a free information kit. Call 855-829-5167. That's 855-829-5167.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-930-0972. 800-930-0972.
Are you paying too much?